Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of United Christian Ambassadors Radio, also known as UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host. My name is Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. And, oh, by the way, we would like to invite you to come and worship with us. Yes, come and worship with us. We're at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786. Come and worship with us. We're in Upland. Once again, the address is 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786. So put that in your GPS and just come on and visit. Our services starts at 1:30 p.m. That's right, 1:30 p.m. So you get a chance to sleep in a little bit, okay? And we also have a church on the phone for those of you who may live far away from us and you can't come to Upland and visit us. So you can join us today at 6 p.m. Pacific time by dialing 716-427-1355. That's 716 407-1355, and the access code is 811-412. And then press the pound sign. And dial in tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific time and check your time zone and just go ahead and dial in, okay? And join us. So you'll be blessed. Either way, if you come visit us in Upland, California, that's fine. If you can't, just hop on the phone and dial in, and we'll have a great time. I would like to say a hearty hello to all of our UCA members and visitors. Okay, so call and text your friends and family. Tell them to call in now or dial in or click on the post wherever they might see see our post for this particular show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And just click on the link to today's program, and you can listen from your computer or you can dial in 646-668-8537. Okay, and if for some reason you missed today's program, that's no problem. You can still, wherever you see our post on Facebook or Instagram, wherever, just click on the link, and you can listen from your computer any day and time. Okay? Okay. Well, the title of my message today is the Book of Psalm. Yes, we're going to read from the Book of Psalm. The Book of Psalm is such a that's such a precious scriptures in that in this particular book, because it's many good precious scriptures in this book, because it covers a lot of things. It's very personal. Sometimes you're kind of going through situations where you feel hopeless and you feel like you need the Lord, and then you praise him because he's blessed you. And I mean, it's such a really good, this is a really good book, the Book of Psalm. So we're going to explore it. You know, many people have often wondered who wrote the Book of Psalm. And according to Jewish tradition, the Book of Psalms was composed by, now this is according to Jewish tradition now, it was written by the first man, Adam, Melchizedek, Abraham, Moses, Heman, Jeduthun, Asaph, and the three sons of Korah. Well, contrary to popular belief, David did not write all of Psalms. He wrote quite a bit of it, okay? He didn't write all of it, though. 100 Psalms identify their author with an introduction along the lines of a prayer of Moses, the man of God, Psalm 90. Moses wrote the book of Psalm. He wrote Psalm 90. Of these 73, David, of these 100, 73 named David as the writer. 50 of the Psalms do not mention their author, but many scholars believe that David may have written some of these as well. Asaph wrote Psalm 12 and Psalm 77. Solomon wrote Psalm 72 and Psalm 127. Many psalms begin with a lament or complaint and end in worship, as the writer is comforted by thinking about the goodness of God. When Ethan wrote Psalm 89, he turned that pattern upside down. Ethan starts with a sweeping, joyful song, a joyful song of praise, then shares his pain with God and asks for help with his current situation. Heman, on the other hand, starts with a lament and ends with a lament in Psalm 88, often pegged as the saddest psalm. Almost every other dark song of lament is balanced with bright spots of praise to God. Not so though with Psalm 88, which Heman wrote in concert with the sons of Korah. The sons of Korah wrote 11 psalms, including Psalm 84. So join me today as I read some of the book of Psalms in today's broadcast. So hang tight, don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
in my eyes. Never did I come to realize, no matter what you strive for in your present or your past, only what you do for Christ will last.
Listening to UCA Radio. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. We're ambassadors for Christ. And every true believer, every follower of Jesus Christ is an ambassador for Christ. Our citizenship is in heaven. And we just thank the Lord for that. You are an ambassador, a worker for the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing forth his kingdom on this earth. Thank you, Jesus. Before we go any further, I would like to lift up a prayer for the people in Ukraine that is suffering greatly because of the things that's happening that Russia is doing. I mean, just sending bombs over there and killing a lot of innocent people. These people have no homes to go to. I mean, can you imagine that? Here it is, one day you're living in your house and everything is fine, and next thing you know, a bomb comes and just tears up your neighborhood, tear up your home, and you have nowhere to live, and you've lost so many loved ones. This is a horrible situation. And Father God, we lift these people up before you right now. We ask, Lord, that you intervene, put a stop to this evil work that Russia is doing, Lord. It's such an evil work, hurting people, innocent people, Lord. Father God, we ask that you put a stop to this, that you intervene in some way and make the suffering stop. We lift up all of the Christians that are in that nation, all the Christians that's in the Ukraine, Lord. I know that they're calling out to you. They're calling on your holy name. And Lord, we ask that you answer their prayers and deliver them and heal them, Lord, and supply them all the things that they've lost, Lord. Renew them, restore them, and help them to continue to keep moving on and be a blessing to even those that are not Christians that's there, but they're still suffering. Help your people to be a light and a blessing to them as well. Thank you, Jesus. Help the people, Lord. Help them. They need you, and they're crying out, Lord. They need you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. So now we'll sit back and we'll wait and see what the Lord is going to do and whatever we can do on our part to be a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to read from the book of Psalms. Such a blessing, as I explained earlier, concerning this. The book of Psalms, let's start with Psalm 1, okay? Psalm 1, it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." It says walketh not. I mean, you continually walk. Blessed is the man that do not continually walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth or continually stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed are you if you don't constantly do these things. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, the law of the Lord, or the word of God. And in his law, in God's word, doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. We will be well supplied. We are planted deep in the Lord, deep in the Holy Spirit, and we bring forth our fruit in God's season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly, however, are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. You will not be able to stand in judgment. Don't think that you're standing strong, because you won't. When judgment come, this is for all you unrighteous people. Consider everything. Consider your ways. Repent and turn to the Lord. And do not walk in the evil ways of this world. Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Be righteous before the Lord. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. Keep that in mind, that the way of the ungodly shall perish. It looks like they're above. It looks like they're doing it. It looks like they have everything going on for them. But they don't. And it's going to soon show itself. The way of the ungodly shall perish. Thank you, Lord, for the righteous people. And we pray, Lord, that all of the righteous people will minister to those who are ungodly, and that they will hear and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they will repent and become righteous. Let the ungodly repent and become righteous people before the Lord. Many unrighteous people are in bondage right now. They're in bondage to their flesh, in bondage to the things of the world, the mindset of the world, and they need to be delivered. All mankind need to be delivered, and God is the only one who can truly, fully deliver us. Here's the McCain's deliver.
Now he's knocking at your door. Deliverance is here, it's here for you. Now you'll never feel ashamed if you call on Jesus' name. There's a special plan just for you.
Oh, oh, oh. So
wipe the tears from your eyes.
Yes. The Lord is our deliverer. He is our deliverer. He will deliver you from out of every situation. He will deliver you from bondage to Satan and many, many things. He's our deliverer. Let's read the 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my pastor. He's my head, my leader. I shall not want. We shall not want because we will have need of nothing. As long as the Lord is your shepherd, you have need of nothing. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Green represents life. He has me to lie down in green pastures. I have more than enough. He leadeth me beside the still waters. When we're beside the still waters, that represents peace. We have God's peace, the peace that goes far beyond our understanding. He restoreth my soul. You know, sometimes our soul, we get beaten up and vexed in our very souls, vexed in our spirits and vexed in our souls. And we need restoration. You know, from the time we're born, it's like the time clock starts for us to die from the time we're born. And, you know, when Adam was created, he became a living soul. So now we have to become living souls again. Therefore, Jesus Christ, our Lord, restores us. The Lord restores our souls so that we can become living souls again. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He leads us, continually leads us in every path that comes our way, in his paths of righteousness. You see, every time we get ourselves into a situation, the Lord always provides a way out, a path out of these bad situations. And he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, his paths. And we should take it. When the door opened, walk with the Lord in paths of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You notice the scripture says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We don't stay in it. We walk through it. We don't stay. He says, I will fear no evil. And remember, it's just a shadow. It's the valley of the shadow of death. The Lord isn't carrying us through death. He's carrying us through, or we sometimes stray away and we find ourselves going through the shadow of death. But we fear no evil because the Lord is always with us, even though we sometimes take the wrong path. He's there with us to bring us right back where we need to be. So sometimes we end up walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But we are to fear no evil, for the Lord is with us. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod and the staff is the Holy Spirit, the comforter. He comforts us no matter what we're going through. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You know, when the shepherd has his sheep, when he's getting ready to lead them to certain places where he knows a lot of food, he'll go before them. He'll go before them and pour oil in the holes of the snake, in the snake holes. Wherever he sees a snake hole, he pours oil in it. And he goes throughout the whole area pouring oil in the snake holes. So when he goes back and he gets his sheep and brings his sheep, they can freely eat without the snakes coming up and biting them. Because every time the snake tries to come up with the oil, it slides right back down. So it can't make it up to the top to bite the sheep while they're eating. So they're standing there and they're eating in the presence of their enemies, eating. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Oh, that's the anointing, people. This is what we're looking for. We are to be anointed, sealed by the Holy Spirit. And let our cup run over. Let it be more than enough, overflowing with the Holy Spirit. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That is something. David was shown something. When he said he will dwell in the house of the Lord, he's talking about the house that God is providing for him, that celestial body, that heavenly body, the new house, which is from heaven, being clothed with this new house, which is from heaven. God prepared a place for us, and that place is in our new celestial bodies, in the body of Jesus Christ, in the body of the Lord. He said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's an everlasting house, an everlasting dwelling place that we will be in, and it will be forever. And then every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. This is Big Daddy Weed.
Broken hearts declare his praise. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before you.
Our God is the Lion, the Lion of Judah.
Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, and young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of the Lord be upon us. Psalm 149, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints, praise ye the Lord. This honor have all of his saints, praise the Lord. Let's just honor the King, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he is our Savior. Praise God.
Always living victory.
Psalm 150, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him and give him all of you. Give the Lord all of you, because the Lord wants it all. Give your heart to him, even now as we speak. Give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And notice the change that will take place first on the inside. And then you will see how God will work in your life on the outside. But you must give him all of you.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. He said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate. He's longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And he said, love me. Love me with your whole heart. He wants it all.
Once you give the Lord your all, then you will see the beauty of the Lord. He wants to show himself to you, unveil himself to you, so that you can see the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's behold his beauty. Thank you. I would like to thank all of you for spending this time with me as I threw some of the book of Psalm, the book of Psalms, and reading some of my favorite Psalms, even though there's a lot more that I could have read, because there's a lot more Psalms, of course, it's 150 of them. So starting from 1 to 150 Psalms, and it's just beautiful. And it really ministers to you. Sometimes you can just spend time in the book of Psalm, and it can just really minister. So remember, we're here every week at 3 p.m. Pacific time, and don't forget Christian Talk on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific time, and tune in and be a blessing to us. We're going to end the program today with Howard Hewitt singing Amen. See you next week. God bless you, or Wednesday.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
Now I say amen.